Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's good to be back with you again. This is Friday, and it's Ballin' with the Doc. We always have our show, Ballin' with the Doc, sponsored or presented on behalf of Talking Sports Radio Show Network, Talking Sports Plus Radio Show Network. It's good to be here. I'm so excited again on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You know, Wednesday night we have our show at 8 o'clock, which we call our primetime show, which is Talking Sports Plus. And I decided to move forward to a show that would focus on Friday on the hottest topics that occurred during the week. I am Dr. Lorinda D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now, if you want to go to the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. You also have an opportunity if you want to just tweet the show. You can tweet the show at Ballin Doc, D-O-C, at Lorinda D. Smith, at Talking Sports Plus with the number one. Again, having this opportunity, you know, it's truly a blessing to be able to come before you through this vehicle, because this is a way for us to share historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school, news among the southeastern part of the United States. It's occurring in the southeastern part of the United States. So we make our greatest efforts to bring you the hottest topics that are occurring within the southeastern part of the United States. I want to appreciate each of those individuals who's watching at this time. And I always try to make a point to identify those individuals, show my thanks by letting everybody know that you are joining us on 3 to 4 vehicles. We're using 3 to 4 vehicles to bring this broadcast out to you. We have Facebook Live, and if you're interested on Instagram and Blog Talk Radio, and you are my friend, you can go to Facebook and you can just push the button and say you want to join us. Then also we're on Instagram Live. So if you're not a member of using the Instagram, you have an opportunity to go Instagram Live as well. So that's the Lorenza D. Smith 15, also Coach DR, which is Dr. D'Alberto Smith 15. And that's a Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we're so excited to have this opportunity. And I said it often because it's important to be before you, because I have some thoughts that I want to share with you. I have some expertise, and you can be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And you, when you call in, you'll call in through Blog Talk Radio, which is out of New York, New York. And we have an opportunity to be heard all over this world, not just in the United States, but all over the world. I take time to look at where our audience are located, and we're throughout various places. And I like to call out, not to impress, but let you know that we are getting the word out. This broadcast is everywhere. So you can join us by calling in or either going to the web link. We, you know, you go to Norway. It's listed as 11% of the population in Norway is listening to it. Dubai, which is about 2 to 3% of the population listen to this web link, the website, as well as Blog Talk Radio, which is my production on Balling with the Doc. Also in the United States, 82% of individuals in the southeastern part, as far as Las Vegas, we have callers from Las Vegas, Los Angeles, all up in the Great Lakes from all over the country. And we have listeners because you're proving that by me looking at the board and seeing your name up on the board on Facebook Live. You're listening to us, and we're very excited about having an opportunity. Now, if you want to email the show, you can. That's talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. Now, this is a Talking Sports radio show production, so you'll have that great opportunity to email me through Talking Sports Plus. But also we ask you to join us on Wednesday night as well, where we're sharing some topics of excitement. We have great conversation about it. You know, you can sit down, get your cup of coffee, tea, or whatever you're comfortable with, and just lay back because it's getting cooler now, and just listen to our show on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, as well as the show today at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then on every other Monday, we have a show that's dealing with life issues called Talking Real to You. We had outstanding guests on the show this past Monday with the Sydney Hope Foundation. We had Mr. Eric and Tamisha Cunningham that joined us and gave us an interview about that foundation they started because of their 11-year-old daughter transitioned. She had cancer, and they talk about how St. Jude provide them with all the support as needed, all the other people. But they started this foundation because this is something their daughter, Sydney, who's transitioned, Sydney Cunningham, wanted to happen. And she's right along with them. And we're excited about having that opportunity to bring them before you on Monday night. All right, let's talk some sports. You know, our show on Wednesday night is Magic in the Air. But today is straight talk about college football, about real sports, or just about sports. But we're going to focus on that in relation to that topic is Magic in the Air. Around here in this part of the country, you have a big ball game, which is the longest traditional rival that's going on, that'll be occurring in Birmingham on tomorrow, Birmingham, Alabama, and that's called the Magic City Classic between Alabama State University, Alabama A&M University. This will be an outstanding ball game because it is a fight for Alabama State, who's tied with Alcorn, who's leading the Eastern Division of the SWAC Conference, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference. If they can win this ball game against A&M, it won't be easy. It's going to be a challenge. We had some predictions on the game the other night, but not only just the game and the results of the game and how it fares for each one of those groups of fans, for each one of those schools, you'll get an opportunity to hear about the pageantry because they have a lot of things going on. This activity for this class is started on Monday. They have so many activities. The city of Birmingham is putting it on. They're doing it right. So they do a lot of things to make sure it happens. You know, the major event, yes, is the game, but there are certain things that's going on all through the week. And tomorrow, the marquee beside the game, I might say, you'll have to say the parade that's happening in downtown Birmingham, then the after concert that occurred at the stadium, which is Legion Field. All I ask the ones that joining me, put your meat in the seat. Go support historical black colleges and university athletics at its greatest point. And it's going to be exciting. I will be there with my team, and we're going to do some broadcasting to the best of our ability by talking with fans and letting them share their thoughts about what's going on, how they feel about it. So we look to be on round about, it's going to be right at close, about 1:15, and we'll talk to the fans as they get ready to go into the ball game. Because the game starts at 2:30. So it's a classic. It's exciting. So if you can be there, put your meat, M-A-T, in the seat, M-E-A-T in the seat, M-E-A-T in the seat. So we look forward to having you there. So we're really excited about it. All right, let's look at the high school storyline, something we always talk about. You know, we're coming to a close with a lot of our high school athletics, meaning in regards to football as well as volleyball in some areas. Is coming to a close right now, getting ready for the playoffs. So just to kind of share some thoughts in regards to some of the schools and some of the teams that are making things happen, as we slowly look at basically, I want you to call in 347-857-4192. If you're in Philadelphia, like I know one of our listeners are located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and your school or either your son or your cousin or someone participating in any form of athletic, call in and share your thoughts. Again, 347-857-4192. Press 1. Identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and then ask you to tell me who you are and your location. Then just jump in with your expertise. So, again, we're excited by having that opportunity. So some of the high school results that has occurred now, as we look at in the state of Alabama, and I'll talk about two or three states, you have an actuality, you have seven classes from 1A all the way up to 7A, and that varies from 0 to 99 students up to over 2,000 students, which is class of how they're set up. And they're playing football. They're getting ready for the playoff. And some of the schools are really making things happen, and we like to talk about them in certain areas, like in the 7A. You have a good battle that's going on tonight over in Auburn in East Alabama. And you have that Auburn High School versus Central Phoenix City, schools that separated probably about 50 miles. And both of them are, in essence, undefeated. Whoever wins this have that one step ahead of any other team in that region of 7A, which is the largest class, get ready to go to the playoffs and host. The way the playoffs are set off in this state of Alabama is that the top two teams in the first round of the playoff host, the second two teams out of that region go on the road. So that'll be a big battle over there in Central Phoenix City tonight, where Central Phoenix City and Auburn is going to be making it do what it do. You also got a big battle up in Birmingham where you have sort of like a full, actually a three-way tie for second place. You got Mountain Brook up there in Birmingham, which is a little northeast of Birmingham. You have Mountain Brook, and they 7-0. And then you have Thompson, which is 6-1, well-known because of the young man that's quarterback, and he's the brother of the University of Alabama quarterback, Tua. This is Tula, and he's on that team, and he's leading the state with passing over way over 2,000, 3,000 yards in those 8-9 games being played. You also have Hoover, well-known, but playing everybody over the country. They have won the state championship in 7A for the last 7 years. So they're going to be playing, trying to get in either the top second slot, or they'll be third or fourth. But those teams have a great opportunity to go to the playoffs and play either the decision in the first round where they're going to be at home or be on the road. Now, in other areas, like, for example, in the 6A standing, you have an outstanding battle that's going to be going on in Central Alabama between Park Crossing High School as well versus Carver High School, George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver have an outstanding season. They're 7-1. Their only loss came to their more or less arch rival, which is about 10 minutes away from them, which is Cindy Lanier High School. They lost last week, 2 weeks ago, 35-25. So they got one loss. Lanier has one loss, and Park Crossing has one loss. Lanier beat both Carver and Park Crossing. So whoever wins this game between Carver and Park Crossing will either be vaulted in first place or automatically in second place. The loser will drop automatically down to third place because Lanier has beaten both of those teams, got the same record, and their game is tomorrow against Northview. So Northview is fitting down in that fifth or sixth slot. So if they win that game, they automatically will be champion, tiebreaker, then the other two teams will fall in second. Again, winning your region means you're at home. Placing second place or runner-up, you're at home playing your first playoff game. So it's so important that you get out and you do that, because if you go on the road, if you got to play the number one or number two team in that other region, which is region number one, which is down in the Mobile, Escambia County area. So that's going to be very exciting. On the 5A, you just have some teams that are just really been rolling. Vigors looking real well. They ranked number one at 7-0. In Region 1. In Region 2, you have Greenville High School, which is about 40 miles from south of Montgomery, and they're doing real well. They're 6-1. The only loss they have is the loss came to Carver High School. Then in the 1A, you have Lynette, who won football and basketball championship last year, and they're coming back again, and they're ranked number one, undefeated, so they're looking to improve on that record, so they can be in a good position to win. That's some basic looks at high school storyline. We're going to look at some historical black colleges storyline. Now, I just mentioned about the Magic City Classic. It's going to be a battle of all time between Alabama State University and Alabama A&M. The stakes are there. This is a high-stakes game. They're going to have to play this game because Alabama State, with a win, will keep them in the running for first place. It was a loss that would really cause them to drop down probably in that division. Now, one of the questions probably some of our viewers have is, you're talking about historical black colleges and universities. What teams, what schools, what conferences make up the historical black colleges and universities? For the Southwest Athletic Conference, which consists of teams that are in the state of Alabama over all the way to Texas, you have teams like Alabama State University, Alabama A&M, Jackson State University, Southern University, Prairie View, Alcorn, Mississippi Valley, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Grambling, are those teams that pretty much make up that Southwest Athletic Conference. It's the division FCS they call. Used to call 1AA. It's FCS, and that's the football college series, and they are all about playing at that level, and they're at that level. There's a lot of teams, over 150 teams that make up that FCS. So that's the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. You have the MEAC, which is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, that's located on running from Florida all the way up to D.C., Washington, D.C., and Virginia. And basically, it's called the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Teams that make up that, you've heard of Florida A&M, Bethune-Cookman, you have Savannah State, you have Howard, Hampton, you have North Carolina Central, you have North Carolina A&T, you have South Carolina State. Those are the schools that make up that Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. We call the MEAC. Then you have the Division II teams that make up the other area of the the Historical Black Colleges and University, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, located up on that East Coast. And that's those schools that perform and compete in the Division II level. And Division II level, the CIAA consists of teams, Virginia Union, Virginia State. You have, and I have my list, and I always try to keep up my list with all those teams in there that's kind of competing at that level. And I'm going to run off of their schedules because I want to make well, their records so I make sure you can hear exactly. You have Bowie State. You have Fayetteville State. You have Winston-Salem kind of make up those teams in that CIAA. There are several other, but the leaders of the Northern Division or the standings in the Northern Division of the CIAA is led by Bowie State with a 4-1 record, Virginia Union with a 4-1 record, and Virginia State with a 4-1 record. In the Southern Division of this CIAA, you have Fayetteville State with a 5-0 record, and you have Winston-Salem with a 3-2 record. Now, we also have what we call the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. It consists of those teams that pretty much in the southern part, stretching where we have one team that is located in Ohio that makes up the SIAC, which is Central State University. But most of those teams rounded off down south, all the way from Tennessee all the way down to the tip of Florida. And there's teams like Tuskegee, and a lot of you have heard of Tuskegee University, Morehouse, Clark of Atlanta. You have over at Albany State, Fort Valley State. All of those teams basically make up the SIAC. And the leaders in this, and we have an East Division and a West Division. Albany State has, in the eastern part of this division, the SIAC, I'm sorry, East, you have Albany State, which is a 4-1 record at this time, Morehouse with a 3-1 record, and then for the western part, you have Tuskegee with a 5-1, and you have Central State, which is a have a 2-2 record. So those are some of the teams that are noticeable that are leading the conference in that one or two or three slots within that conference that make up the SIA. So we're looking at that. So this is what's going on this weekend in regards to the Historical Black College and University. We have noticeable games that's going on with the CIAA, which I just mentioned to you, those teams that make it up, and the SIAC. You have Tuskegee versus Central State, who will be battling in an SIAC battle. That's number one and number two in the western part of the SIAC. So they'll be battling to decide who will be number one. But at this, you know, at this point, Tuskegee is 5-1 and they're 2-2. So if Central State beats them, they will vault to the first place and Tuskegee will fall to the second place. Also, you have in the SIAC, you have Fort Valley and Morehouse. Morehouse is in second place in that division of the eastern part of the SIAC, and they're going to be battling this weekend, and the winner of that game will most likely drop down from second to third place. So this is exciting with the SIAC. Now, for the CIAA, the most noticeable game is Bowie State versus Lincoln out of Pennsylvania. A lot of individuals know in Pennsylvania that's Lincoln, and it's located, but they play within the CIAA. So they play within there. So that's going to be an exciting game. That's going to be happening area. So we look forward to bringing you the scores and the results on next week on Friday at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. All right, let's kind of get back to looking at the Coach's Corner that we have. We have what we call our Coach's Corner. But let me stop right here. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And I want to make sure I take this opportunity to introduce those individuals who's joining me and give them a shout-out, what you call, on Facebook Live as well as Instagram Live. On Instagram, we have D. Ramzo, Rambos. That's D. Ramsey. Thank you, D. Ramsey, for joining us on Instagram, Deidre Ramsey. Thank you for joining us. Also on Facebook, and I like to try to stroll down and make sure we have quite a few people. Dana Visor. Dana is out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I hope she don't have a problem, but she's on Facebook, one of the Facebook friends, and she's joining us from Philadelphia. I've been kind of keeping up here on Facebook, and I know your son participated in football as well. So I appreciate you joining us. He's one of my sorority sisters in regards to Phi Beta Sigmas and Zeta Phi Beta sorority. Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, Zeta Phi Beta sorority, and we're a family of blue and white, so we want to make sure we mention. We also have Stacy Dixon. She's joining us. Thank you, Stacy. We also have Miles Brown. Thank you, Miles. Miles is one of my ball players that played for me in high school down at McKenzie. He's now the principal of McKenzie High School. Karen Lewis. Thank you, Karen. You have joined us before. I'm going to say Quisha Shields, Master of Education. Thank you, Quisha Shields, for joining us. Rachel Harrison, Master of Education. These are their handles. They just have it. I want to read it out. And I have a nephew joining. That's Sean Smitty Smith. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Smitty. Your vet. Thank both of y'all for joining me. Connie Smith, my brother, biological brother. I thank him for joining me. Jamie Dion Haley, my fraternity brother. Thank you, Jamie. And I'm going to make sure I say this, and I may not say it right. This may be Black, which is Tahaja Black. I'm not saying it right. Black, text me and let me know, or let me know on Facebook. Cassandra Logan Blackmont. Thank you, Cassandra. Artavia Tootie Williams, my frat brother, and also one of my former middle school football players who was able to go on and labor at Alabama State. I'm sorry, I'm not going to give that to you. I know you'll get on me about that. But you labor at Sidney Lanier High School and then go on to the University of Alabama at Birmingham, where he furthered his career on the professional level at one stint. And also we have Crystal Nelson for joining. Real excited about you joining us. Now, you can call in as well, each and every one of y'all, 347-857-4192. Call in, share your thoughts. Tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. Tell us what's going on in your high school, at your high school, or at your college, or historical, or your Power Five, or your Group of Five. We talk about Group of Five and Power Five as well. We take that opportunity because as we talk on our coaches' corner, we always talk about the Power Five and we talk about the Group of Five. All right, one of the topics I'm going to go back to on the coaches' corner, and I think I'm going to spend a little time, is the prediction on the world's largest cocktail party. Now, you know, one time they wanted to take cocktail out. But when you go to Jacksonville, you have the University of Florida versus University of Georgia. They'll be kicking off tomorrow. And they're going to be fighting to see who will be the leader of the Southeastern Conference Eastern Division. So they're going to be getting at each other. And we want to try to see. Our prediction was that Georgia would win the ball game. And that comes from Wednesday night's show. And I say the same because Georgia really had it kind of stopped their tour a little bit when they played against LSU. They didn't look well. But I think they had a week to get it together. And in that week, I think they kind of got it together enough where they'll be playing a little better. So we look forward for them playing at a positive note. And I think Florida's coming. They're working, but I don't think they're there yet. So we're going to give Georgia the little edge on that game. I think it's a 6.5 difference. The bookie says 6.5 is the difference that Georgia would win by 6.5. So we'll kind of see what's exactly going on with that. One other topic we didn't really get a chance to talk about on Wednesday night, but we wanted to make sure we talked about it because it was a hot topic. Should University of Central Florida be ranked higher? They're ranked 10th in the AP poll. They're undefeated. They got a 21-game winning streak. Now, keep in mind, now UCF is a group of five. It's not a power five. It's not the same schedule. But to win 20 games is not easy for anybody. For them to continue winning, and they're not doing it with the same coach. They got a different coach. So that tells you what kind of players and what kind of attitude and how they want to continue to win and carry on this streak. Because they feel like if they continue to win, everybody's going to continue to take notice and talk about them like they did last year when they crowned themselves national champions. And they're going to continue to win. So we want to just, you know, applaud them. Should they be ranked higher? I think they are where they should be based on the level of competition they're playing. And if you got a thought about it, just text me. You can text me at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. You can tweet us. And I gave you those earlier. You can tweet us at ballindoc, B-A-L-L-I-N-D-O-C, or at Lorenza D. Smith. You can tweet me there, or at Talking Sports Plus with the number one. Tweet me about it, you know. But call in would be even better if you just call in, and that's 347-857-4192. We also want to look at what top teams would pretty much be in the playoff if the rankings come out today. Now, you know, in 2 weeks, the rankings will come out on November the 6th. And everybody's familiar with that day. That's a special day because that's the jury election day. Make sure you get out and vote. Make sure you get out and vote on November the 6th. So the bottom line is they are also at the halftime of this basketball series, the preseason game they have going on with the Kentucky against Kansas, as well as the other schools that are going to be playing in that. They're going to announce the teams that are going to make up that top five. But it'll be more than top five. It'll be a top 25. But what's important is who's going to be in the top five or the top six. And we're going to predict that on the end based on the performance that we've seen. You're going to have ranked at number one, you have the University of Alabama. They'll be ranked number one. Ranked number two, you will have Clemson University. Ranked number three, Notre Dame. Ranked number four, LSU. Then from five to eight, you will have a conglomerate of individuals that are in there from being Texas. Because whatever you see in the AP is not going to be exactly like it is in the football playoff ranking. You're going to have Oklahoma. You're going to have Georgia. You're going to have these teams that are hovering around to kind of see if they continue to play well and win that conference. With only one loss, will they bought into that. Right now, with Alabama being number one, head-on collision with LSU down in Death Valley on not this Saturday, but next Saturday, then you look to see that one LSU, if they lose, will fall completely out of that top five. They'll probably be still in the top 10 or bought down to the top 15. If Alabama lose, they may fall out of top five. So we have to kind of see and keep an eye on that and see how it's going to go. Those are our top five. We have top eight, but we just gave you the top four. And within the next five through eight, you have those other teams have possibilities for being successful. Let's kind of look at some pro ball because there are some issues. I think it goes well beyond just pro ball. But I want you to be able to respond to it. Make sure you call in. So I want your thoughts on it. 347-857-4192. There was a fight between the Houston Rockets and the LA Lakers when they played this week. And it was between Chris Paul and Rondo. And some say that Rondo spit in Chris Paul's face. So you had punches thrown, but they were still restrained by LeBron, restrained Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony restrained, Brandon Ingram, who came in through his punt, and then also Rondo was restrained. One of the things I want to know, did this put a black eye on the NBA? We ain't talking about high school students. We're not talking about college students. We're not talking about ponies, because we don't want to see it at no level. Please get that understanding from balling with the doc. We don't want to see that no level. But does it put a black eye on the NBA? These are grown men who will make over $100 million, $140 million, $150 million, $170 million in the next 3 or 4 years. And out there swinging, throwing blows like they in the park or anywhere else. And I have a problem with it. It is a black eye. Because whenever the league is made up of certain races, they always try to label. I'm not labeling. Please don't get me wrong. But it was a black eye that those individuals was throwing punches like that or even spit in one other's face. And then, you know, we all have been taught that is probably the worst thing But Rondo say he did not do that. But, you know, Chris Paul say he did. So we're taking both of them, even the camera, trying to slow it down. And see, that's how it's important. We got to remember now, social media, the media will try to get right to the answer. So with the way technology is, they was able to slow it down frame by frame by frame by frame to see whether any spit came out of his mouth. So the thing about it, we want to know is that's a black eye. I said it's a black eye. The league got to continue to work, and let's not allow our multi-million-dollar players to be out there physically doing things that is not within rules and regulations and laws. So they're violating the law when they're out there throwing punches. They're violating the law if there was some mucus or lava come out of his mouth and put on another man or another person. So we got a situation. Now, did the NBA get the suspension right? That's the question. That's going to be the question. Did they get it right? It turned out Chris Paul received 2-game suspension with no pay. Rondo received 3-game suspension with no pay. And Brandon Ingram received 4 games with no suspension. Chris Paul is back. Rondo will be back coming up next week. And Ingram will be back coming up next week. So was that good enough? Well, that suspension, some of the talking heads and pundits believe that that suspension wasn't good enough. They felt like Rondo should have got at least 10-plus games. Ingram should have got 10 or more games. And Chris Paul, some said he shouldn't have got no game. But he did throw a punch. Regardless, he did put his finger in young. But the young man did, as we're told now, we just making an assumption. We don't know, spit in his face. So his response was to the spit. From that point on, he had punches in both persons over the punches. So to get the time they did, was it justifiable? Should have been more? Let me know. You're watching me on Facebook, Instagram, listening to it on podcast. Let me know, as well as Blog Talk Radio. So we got all of these vehicles to share our thoughts and share your thoughts. And you know, we're looking for you to call in. Call in and tell us exactly how you feel. 347-857-4192. Is a black eye on the NBA? Tell me what you thought. Tell me how you believe, if it is, if it's not. Now, personally, I normally don't watch NBA basketball this early, but I'm watching it more now, yes, because of LeBron going to the Lakers. But besides that, it has piqued interest, and we want to talk about it on this show. And we want you to talk about it on this show. So take this opportunity. Tweet me. Email me. DM me. Do whatever you need to do to share your thoughts in regards to the NBA and whether or not it's a black eye. So, you know, it's all good to have an opportunity to share your opinions. Now, before I move on, several people, if you're on Facebook and you are on Instagram, you might have a little problem seeing on Instagram. I have some regalia behind me, paraphernalia, how you want to call it, Alabama State University. I attended Alabama State, proud to be an alumnus of Alabama State, and they're playing in the Magic City Classic. So I'm supporting my team through this show, because this show is the voice of everybody in historical black colleges and university, high school, middle school, athletics, but it's also being an alumnus, so proud of being an alumnus of Alabama State University. Share your thoughts. Tell us exactly what's going on with you and what's happening in your neck of neighborhood this weekend. So make sure you do that. All right, another topic that I wanted to make sure we talk about. If you watch the game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Carolina Panthers, which the Panthers won the game, Superman with his Cam Newton showed out. He came back in the fourth quarter and became Superman. Went into the phone booth, came out with, we don't have phone booths no more. They don't exist. And if you're early millennial, you may not know anything about a telephone booth. So he went into the phone booth, came out, and he lit him up, and eventually won the game. However, that was an incident at the beginning of the game when they had the coin toss. You had Malcolm Jenkins, who's the captain for the Philadelphia Eagles, And then you had Carolina Panthers had their captains out there. But we had Eric Reed come speaking from the sideline to address Malcolm Jenkins about this situation of the kneeling, saying that he sold them out. Because let me tell you who Malcolm Jenkins is. Defensive back for the Philadelphia Eagles, but he's also the president of the Players' Essence, that player association that got together to deal with this. You know, not of the total player association, but of this group, this side, over 200 athletes decided to deal with this, kneeling, wanted to work and come up with solutions. But Malcolm Jenkins was a part of that group. But he got upset 2 days before the vote and said that he really wanted, Eric Reed is a part of that group. However, 2 days he decided to back out of the group and didn't want to be a part of the vote because the majority was voting to take the $87 million that the owners was giving to this group of players that's representing the players to go out and do things in the community. I thought the kneeling was to bring attention to the situation in our community where a police officer is killing African Americans and nothing is being done. So that was the purpose of that. It was no kneeling against the owners and nothing like that. So the owners decided to try to cut it because the bottom line is important with the owners. You have to keep that in mind, that money that comes in, whether the bottom line will be positive or negative. So these players decided, led by Malcolm Jenkins, and he was the one selected as the leader, to come to some type of agreement, which is $87 million, and they can take that money and put it in programs in their community, put programs in our community, put things in place in our community. So Eric Reed felt like Malcolm Jenkins hijacked it from Colin Kaepernick and him, and he felt like he had to share his opinion. So it didn't look good. It wasn't a good look. I'm not going to ask you whether it was a good look because you may have not thought. It was not a good look because if they're not standing together, the one in opposition see that, the first thing they said, we told you, they can't stick together. They can't get together. So it wasn't a good look. And Eric Reed really would put a black eye on what was being done. He thinks he's helping his friend, Colin Kaepernick, but he put a black eye on what's going on by going out there attacking Malcolm Jenkins. He didn't physically, but he had to be restrained. So I see that's a problem. So by being a problem, we have to make sure we take advantage of the opportunity. He did something that I don't think any individual should do when you get before the media in regards to, and I'm speaking for African-American males. I'm saying that we shouldn't go up there and make a statement that a person, because they don't agree with you, is a sellout. Saying Malcolm Jenkins and the rest of them sold out. Because today, a matter of fact, last night you had Josh Norman to come in and say, and he's one of the individuals, part of the Players Association as well, that supports Malcolm Jenkins and what everybody's trying to do to try to, you know, bring an end to this situation or work in programs within our community, said that he has nothing personal against Eric, but he felt like he was wrong for attacking Malcolm and attacking what they are doing. So is it a plus? Is it a good look when we out there calling another person, another black person, a sellout because they got different ideas? I'm just throwing this. It's not for a discussion because on Monday night, not this Monday, come up the following Monday, we're going to have a discussion on that show, on our show, which is on the 4th, November 4th. About that, why is we quick to call another black person a sellout because they don't go along with the ideals of your ideas? Is it a good look? I didn't think it was a good look, and I want to thank some other people that are joining us at this time, but you have an opportunity to share your thoughts at 347-854-192. Press 1, and I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. And then I ask you to come on in and tell me who you are and your location. Then you can share your expertise about all these topics being shared today, historical black colleges storyline, Coach's Corner, high school storyline, the pro ball and all these incidents, these two incidents that I brought attention to in regards to the NBA and the NFL. And we had a couple of new people have joined us, and we want to make sure we share those names with you. I may not be getting this one right because, you know, again, this is Maria Encarnacion, Lorraine A. Tate. Several others. Now, we had lost our vision on in essence on Facebook, but I do appreciate those individuals and also those individuals on Instagram is still joining us. You got an opportunity to call back. It seemed like we just something just happened. It just went crazy here. But it's sometimes like this. I'm going to see, can I get it back on Facebook? And if I know I lost that group of individuals, but you still have a chance to call in and share your thoughts in regards to that. We want you to be able to do that. So we are back. Now, for those individuals who was on there, I was calling out your names. If you take an opportunity to watch, you know, join in again, it'll be okay. But I do still have my individuals on Instagram, but I lost those individuals on Facebook, but you still have the opportunity. But we're down to about 10 or 14 minutes, but we're at the end of wrapping up what we're doing anyway. So I do appreciate them, those individuals. And some of them are calling back in. I'm sorry, some of them are back on Facebook watching, and I do appreciate we have a new individual that's I didn't get a chance to call this person's name out with the many others that I had, and that's Demetria Besser. I thank you for joining us on our Facebook Live. For those other individuals, you can rejoin us. Of course, I lost it, but I got a new I had to go reboot it up, so I have it back here again, so you still have this opportunity. All right, so we're down to about the end of our show. Now, you have an opportunity to call in now and share your thoughts about each of those topics we talked about. From, again, that as I was saying before we were cut off, was the high school storyline, the historical black colleges and universities storyline, coaches' corner, as we said, some topics about that, and also professional basketball and football storyline. So you still have an opportunity to call in and share your thoughts, but I just want to share with you what we're doing with this. These few more vehicles I'm adding to this situation, which is adding to L.D. Smith Production. We have Talking Sports Plus, which is aired every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We also have Balling with the Doc, which you're watching right now, that's from 4 o'clock Central Standard Time to 5 o'clock. Every Friday, and we talk about the hottest topic, as well as Monday. We have Talking Real to You at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Each of these shows I host, I have co-hosts on each and every one of those other shows. On Monday night, I have a co-host, which is Lauren D. Smith, which is my daughter. We are the only father and daughter blog talk radio team in the country. So we're proud of that. Then I have two experts that join me on that Monday night show, Talking With You. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith, as well as Ms. Scarlett H. Black. Dr. Smith is out of Georgia, and Mrs. Black is out of South Carolina. So we come and bring you basic life issues. We talk about what's going on. That's the Monday night show, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, Talking Real to You. And the call-in number is the same, 347-857-4192. All right, then on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Time, Standard Time, which is prime time, we have Talking Sports Plus, and I'm the host. And I have four co-hosts that join me. And the first co-host is the Don King of Entertainment, better known with a lot of people in Alabama and Georgia and Florida as Daryl E. Train Elliott. He joins us as a co-host. Also, we have Coach Lauren D. Smith. She joined us as a co-host on that show as well. Then Coach Tremaine Edwards joined us as a co-host on that Wednesday night show. And last but not least, Touchdown Tony, and that's Coach Tony Stallworth. Those are my co-hosts for the show on Wednesday night. And again, on Friday, I host this by myself. I love doing this, enjoy doing it, and I appreciate you joining us, these individuals who had an opportunity to join us, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time to 5 o'clock. We talk about the hottest topics in sports. Now, the Wednesday night show, which is Talking Sports Plus, is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So, again, we're excited. Now, I'll call in number, and I'm going to give you all the information to make contact with me. I always tell everybody, if you want us to come to your school or come to your university or college and broadcast, please give us a call, 334-467-7261, or go to the email talkingsportsplus@gmail.com, and we'll make plans. Just do it a week in advance so we can come join you, broadcast live for you, and we can share some help with you in regards to sports and allow you to be on the radio as well, because we want to make sure you have that same opportunity to share with everybody that you was instrumental in bringing us to your neck of the woods. We also are so excited to begin to develop 2 other shows that will be coming in the future. One of the shows will be Team Talk, and we're looking forward to having that show coming to you on Tuesday night. And then we have another show that will be hosted by Coach Lauren D. Smith, is a Millennium Sports Talk show. And they're going to be talking about things and coming from the Millennium point of view. She has 2 other individuals that will be joining her, but we're working on the particulars now. So once we get up and running, we want you to join us on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, Blog Talk Radio, and Anchor Podcast. Now, also, each one of our on-demand episodes will be available if you go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can, we have our 83 episodes. You can go back and listen to the first episode, August the 29th of 2017. You can go back and listen to that show. But we have 83 episodes. So proud. God has blessed us to have that opportunity to bring 83 episodes on Talking Sports Plus, Balling with the Doc, and Talking Real to You. And we give him the praise and the honor that he allowed us to do that. We only do it in his name. So we're so excited about having that opportunity. Now, you also, if you want to listen to the shows, you can go to Anchor Podcast, and I always post on my Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter account, how you can go through Anchor and look at the on-demand episode. Then we also can be heard through on-demand episode with speakers. You can go through that, and you can just, and I make sure I put this and post this on all of my opportunities to share this information with you through those vehicles, Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk, Anchor, speakers. Then we go to LinkedIn, and we post it on LinkedIn. Ooh, tongue tied right quick. And we post it on that. Then we also make sure we also put it on group. We got a Talking Sports talking that we have. And you want to be a part of it, let me know by emailing me and say you want to be a part of it. And we put our shows on that as well. So we got so many avenues. We're so blessed to have this opportunity, you know, to just come to you and just have all the discussion and conversation about the hottest topic, about the historical black colleges, about high school, middle school athletics, also just real life issues. So we're glad we have all of these avenues to go through. So we're at the end of the hour. And we do appreciate you having that, taking time to listen to what we're doing. Again, we're so excited to have this opportunity. We couldn't ask for any other better opportunity than what we have now. We're getting ready to play some music to close the show out. We do not own the rights to this music, so we just have an opportunity to play this music and share it with you. You know, on Blog Talk Radio, you can hear that music. But you also will be able to hear what we're playing on Instagram and Facebook, as well as Anchor Podcast. Because it's a great opportunity to talk to you. I want to mention a few of the individuals who join us. We have Kelly Dixon. Keep going. Don't stop. And I won't tell him. Thank you very much. Also, I have Tina Madison Turner. Thank you for taking time to watch. Delegation again, favor. Thank you. Thank you, God. God is awesome. God is awesome. Have Tremaine Elvin, our co-host, on our tonight. Thank you, Trey. And we have Olivia, Dr. Smith, who's our resident expert on our Monday night show. She's watching us there. We're at the end of the hour, and we're ready to close this out.
I will also thank my good friend, Lee Hutter. Thank you, my brother. My tail big brother. Thank you so much. It's so good to have you. Another hashtag is communicate for understanding. And hashtag is and the last thing I want to say before I leave you, because it's so important, I'm to you. I love you. Have an awesome weekend. And we'll talk to you on Wednesday night. We'll have our Monday night show on November 6th at 8:00 p.m. So make sure you join us. We'll be tonight to talk to you at 8:00 Central Standard Time. Call number 337-857-392. Then on Friday, call me to Scott. Then we come back on the field. And you don't have coffee here to you. Just laying in the night, catching with the coffee. Have a wonderful weekend.
Feel it! Yeah. could you